stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. Once again, we have special guest on our show today, and I can't wait to get to this one. She really needs no introduction. You know, her or her coach need no introduction, as they just have been super, super successful at what they've done, and a lot of stories have been out there about these individuals. But I'm going to introduce you, proudly introduce our guest. Our special guest today is Audrey Jimenez, and also Coach Anthony Leon of the Sunnyside High School Wrestling Program. So I've always wanted to do this, like, you know, they do the UFC introductions. You know, they talk about world champs and this champ and that weight class. Well, let me give it a shot, all right? So I'm going to do my best impression of Bruce Buffer, because Audrey deserves it. You know, Audrey has so many accomplishments in her young career. Just her 4 years at Sunnyside have been super, super successful. So let me give it a shot here. Introducing our four-time state champion, ranked number one in the nation, ranked number one pound for pound, our current U.S. Open champion at 50 kilograms, and most importantly, just an important role model for young women across the country. Welcome, Audrey Jimenez. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
One thing I didn't point out, which is probably the most updated news, is not only are you a four-time state champion, but let's put it out there once again, because I know this went viral, is you're the first female state wrestling champion in the state of Arizona that earned a state championship in the boys division. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Man, that is super, super, you know, something to be proud of. No one's ever done it. How do you feel about that?
I guess it's pretty cool to be the first girl in Arizona, at least. I think there's a few other states that have had a girl win, but yeah, it's pretty special, and I had a lot of fun. So.
Oh, I bet you did. I bet you had fun beating up on those boys, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've been saying this, you know, every time I run into people, I love to brag about you and drop your name. I'm that name dropper. Yeah, do you guys know about Audrey Jimenez, Sunnyside High School? Google her. Check out her YouTubes, right? And so I proudly, you know, recommend people look that up, because it is such a special accomplishment. You know, no one has ever done it. I mean, wrestling's been, you know, there's been wrestling state championships for many, many years, you know. And you're the first female to do that, right? And that didn't happen by accident. You know, I know you've had a lot of mentors in your life. You've had a lot of great coaches in your life, but your main coach right now is sitting over here to my left, Coach Anthony Leon. So how you doing, Coach?
Yeah, just good to be here and hang out with you guys. And honestly, I was impressed with your impersonation of Bruce Buffer. Man. I don't think
I'm going to be taking his job anytime soon. But
if this doesn't work out for you, you have...
maybe, right?
That could be an option.
So, you know, I want to go back to that, because it's no... you know, for me, it wasn't a surprise that Audrey won a state championship in the boys division. It was only a matter of time, right? And I want you to talk, you know, one of the pieces I love about this whole process is that you had to advocate for yourself along with Coach to the AIA to say, hey, I want to compete in the boys division, right? And I know it was you along with another female wrestler, I believe she was from Desert Vista. Mm-hmm. And, you guys went down there and you petitioned and it got approved, you know, and so that in itself is breaking barriers for you know, young ladies. And so when I say it was only a matter of time, it was a matter of them allowing you to compete in the boys division, because you've been beating up boys all your life, you know, right? Boys and some of the girls and older women. We'll get to that here in a little bit, but you know, I'm gonna ask Coach, like, you know, what were some of the reactions, you know, because I think Audrey Jimenez is definitely a name that's out there, right? But what were the reactions from, you know, just the whole event, the state championship, and then, you know, the reactions during the event and then after, you know, after it was announced that she was the champion in the boys division, you know, what are some of the conversations and what did you notice that took place?
Yeah, I go back to the day of that meeting where we were, you know, over there answering questions from the AIA board. And one of the board members had a great question. His question was, what do you think this, you know, what kind of negative impact do you think this will have on girls' sports, you know, knowing that, you know, that girls are going to be competing against guys and possibly even vice versa. And, my comment was to the fact that her winning the state championship probably do more for women's sports than anything else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Her winning a fourth women's state title would have been awesome, but, I mean, it wouldn't have had the impact of winning a men's state title. And I think that just the impact, and I think women, girls, seeing that it can be done and her uplifting a whole generation of girls and giving them hope. And I mean, why can't girls aspire to do something similar to that? I mean, it'll only make them better. But the overall reaction was very positive. You know, a lot of people, they sense what a big deal it is. Mm-hmm. And it is a big deal. It's shocking almost, you know, yeah, when you hear that a girl can go in there and beat high school boys, it's a big deal, and it hasn't happened.
Absolutely. So how did you feel about it?
I felt really good. I mean, obviously winning in the girls was pretty awesome. I just think because it was such an elevated environment, and there was just so much energy because of what I was able to do, I feel like I was able to feel that, just all that, I guess, energy at the end of the match. So when I was like able to do it, it felt like I accomplished a little bit more than I would have just winning a girls' state championship, just because it is saying more than just, you know, having that state title.
Well, you definitely prepare yourself, right? And I think, you know, Audrey's, I can't say enough, she's such a humble person. You'll never hear her brag about herself. I'm gonna try to get her to brag about herself a little bit today. But she just doesn't. You know, I think what I'm most impressed with you, Audrey, is obviously, you know, everybody's impressed with the winning. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. It's the work that you put in over the years and just the consistency. You know, I'm always impressed with how people can do it over and over and over and over again, you know, to stay on top. And Audrey has done that. But what I'm most impressed with also is just your character as a person. And, you know, not only are you a great wrestler, but you're a great human being and also a great student. You know, I know your GPA is above a 4.0. I think last I checked, it was like 4.16. Is it higher than that now?
I think it's the same. After this year, it might increase.
Okay. So that's impressive, you know, being a straight-A student, being a stellar athlete, you know, being recruited all over the country, and you know, you're a true meaning of what it is to be a student athlete, and that's one of the things that I know I talk to Coach a lot about, and I always try to protect our wrestling program because they don't get enough credit for the academic success they have, and so you know, our kids fit the bill, our kids fit the expectation of those Division I scholarship athletes. Mm-hmm. They're not just giving these scholarships away, right, Coach? I mean, it's not like candy. You just don't give them away. Not only do you have to be talented in the sport, but you got to be talented in the classroom. So I want you to talk a little bit about that, Coach, because, you know, everybody, it's easy for people to say 37 state championships every year. You know, you got many individual, I believe we had 8 individual state champions this year. And we know that's not an easy task, but there's never enough recognition about our kids getting into these prestigious universities, and they're fitting the expectations of these universities. So talk a little bit about that, because I know it has to do with expectations, the culture you set, and you know, just constant conversations.
Yeah, I think it starts at the top, and I can point to Ms. Ponce and the expectation of excellence. And I think that as a wrestling program, we try to personify that as best we can. But, you know, really it's just having a bunch of like-minded individuals, and the messaging is the same, that we have an expectation of excellence, both inside the wrestling room, on the mat, and inside the classroom, and you know, in reference to your studies. And I think once you have that and you build that into your culture, I think it's one of those things that it's pretty easy to keep going, because generationally, you know, when they see kid, I think it's a lot easier having seen it been done. It was really, really hard to get to the point to have kids go to academies and Ivy League institutions, but once the kids that are in the program see that it can be done, for years and years, kids had seen that it could be done on the mat. But I think it was a lot harder for kids to picture themselves at Cornell or Lehigh or West Point. And now it's pretty easy because kids see, you know, that other kids in the room are going to these Ivy League and high-level institutions. And so I think it's just going to be, I think in the next 15 years, it's just going to be bigger and bigger and bigger, and you'll have.
You know, it keeps raising the level, the bar, right, as we call it. It raises the bar. Every year the bars get being raised, and you know, and it starts at the top, and it starts with the coaching staff. And you know, I know you're super humble as well, Coach, but I do want to, you know, publicly announce that you were USA Wrestling Magazine Coach of the Year. That's a national honor. That's just not a state honor. You were NFHS, National Federation of High School here in Arizona, Coach of the Year as well. And so, you know, the accolades keep coming for the wrestling program, and they're well-deserved. And so I want to thank you for all you do for our student athletes and for the community. And I think you mentioned something very key there in terms of it becomes a generational thing. You know, we have a lot of it's a first generation college going students in our community. And I call them individuals the trailblazers, because they open up the doors for their siblings and for other students as well. And now it becomes an expectation. Now it's this mentality of, yeah, why not us? We fit the expectation, because it's not new news that we've had state champions for many, many years now. But what is different now is the types of universities our state champions are getting into and other wrestlers are getting into. And you have a lot of, you're owed a lot of credit in that area. And so I want Audrey to talk a little bit about, you know, because I know this year as you were, as you're wrapping up your senior year, we got a couple months left, right? I think the anticipation, and I know you made the announcement a couple weeks ago about where you're headed to college, right? And so I know you probably had tons of offers. You got probably tons of mail. And, well, these days it's probably more emails than mail, right? But I'm dating myself here. But I want you to make the announcement, Audrey. For those that haven't heard, tell us where you're headed.
Yeah, so next year I'll be going to Lehigh University. It's a private school. And it was the most difficult decision I've had in a really long time. I feel like it was tough because I was also accepted into Columbia. So having to decide between that Ivy League education and then also, you know, Lehigh, just as good as an education, I feel like it's definitely up there. But they were also able to offer everything I needed as a wrestler and as an athlete as well. And just the environment. I feel like, although it's across the country, it's where I would feel at home the most. They have a great community over there, and I feel like I would be able to be pushed and, be able to grow as an individual.
Awesome. So let's tell our community where Lehigh University is at, because I'm sure I know those in the wrestling community know I've heard of Lehigh. Right. I mean, I probably didn't hear of it till I started watching the national championships on wrestling many, many years ago. And Lehigh's been on the map for a while. And so tell everybody where this is at.
Lehigh is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So little change of weather, right, Audrey?
Definitely. You're gonna
buy a couple jackets and gloves and a little colder weather, right?
It's definitely a change. So we'll see how that cold.
Well, that's awesome. So I know there's a couple big announcements. I know In a couple weeks here, you're headed over to Penn State, right? Headed over to Penn State, and tell us what you're going to be doing over in Penn State.
Yeah, so Penn
State College.
They're going to be hosting the Olympic trials this year. So April the 19th, I'll be wrestling a challenge tournament. So I'll have a few matches then. And each win, I'll continue through the tournament. And then Saturday, April 19th, I'll be wrestling best out of three series with Sarah Hildenbrandt, who is currently ranked number one in the senior level at 50 kilos.
And she's a returning Olympic medalist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she sits in the finals. The rest of us go through a challenge tournament in order to get to her.
Awesome. You say that so like low key. I think I'd be like smiling from ear to ear saying, I'm going to the Olympic trials, right? And so, you know, and I know it means a lot to you. I just know you're like super like focused in, laser focused on what you're doing. And I got to tell you, we're so proud of you. We are so proud of you in terms of our community. You know that we're going to be rooting for you and that we know you're going to get it done and you know, become, I don't know if this would be the first, we'd have to research this. Would this be the first Olympian that came out of the district or not? I'm not sure. Coach, well, do you know?
It's funny you say that because we just had our first ever Olympian, and that is he's going to be representing the country of Mexico, and that's Roman Bravo Young, and we're super proud of him. He just qualified for the Olympic Games down in Acapulco, Mexico, and it's just such a big deal. It's only a 16-man bracket, and so he's one of only 16 that will compete in the Olympics, and I mean, I don't want to jinx him, knock on wood, but I think he's got a really, really good shot to win an Olympic gold medal.
Wow.
So he is the first Olympian in Sunnyside wrestling history. I think he might be one of the only Olympians in Sunnyside history. But we're very proud of him. But, I mean, we're greedy, and you know that. We're
That's
greedy.
Right.
And
That's
so we, I think, as a staff and a program and all the support, we truly believe that Audrey is primed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can't believe I missed that one. I missed the RBY, and I knew that one. And you know, we're so happy for him. I mean, I think earlier when I talked about Trailblazers, he's one of them, right? He's one of those that, you know, has put himself on the map, you know, being a multiple time national champion, NCAA national champion, and winning all these different tournaments and, you know, worldwide, nationwide, and now he's, you know, going to represent Mexico in the Olympics. And you know, we're hoping the same for Audrey here. I mean, just a phenomenal, phenomenal accomplishment.
It's open enrollment season, and at Sunnyside, we understand that families have options when it comes to their children's education. With 21 diverse schools nestled in our vibrant community, each Sunnyside school offers a unique educational experience tailored to meet the needs and passions of every student.
From innovative career and technical education programs to enriching arts initiatives, there's something special for everyone.
Visit SUSD12.org to learn more and discover why thousands of families choose Sunnyside.
You will love us.
Don't believe us? Just watch.
Earlier, you had talked about wrestling Sarah
Hildebrand.
Okay. And I think you've wrestled her before, right? And I think you've beat her, right?
No, I actually, so I wrestled her last year at Final X, best out of three as well.
Okay.
But she beat me in the first two matches.
Okay.
So it's definitely something, obviously, that I learned from and that, you know, I'm able to adjust and figure out her style versus mine and just.
Scout her, right?
Yeah.
You're scouting her.
Yeah, so I have a chance.
We ain't going to share our secrets over the announcement radio here, but we are scouting. And so I think I got that confused when you won the U.S. Open Championship because I know you beat up on some older ladies when you wrestled there. I think one was like 30-some years old and the other one was 30-some years old. And wasn't one of them like a former like bronze medalist or former medalist?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting mixed up with. And so when I said, you know, it's not new for us to know that Audrey's beat up on men and boys, and she's also beat up on older women, 10 to 15 years older than her, 20 years older than her, in some cases. That's what I was getting confused with because, you know, I remember reading that and seeing the video of when you became the U.S. Open champion. And so that's just, that's awesome. Go ahead, Coach.
To perspective it for people, today's opening day in baseball, could you guys imagine an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old getting 100-mile-per-hour pitches thrown at them and literally hitting them out of the park? I mean, it doesn't happen very often, right? And so Audrey's just incredible talent. And if she doesn't want to talk about herself, I certainly will. And I know you will.
And we will too.
I mean, she's 17, 18 years old going against literally like Olympic medalists and world champions, world medalists, and not only holding her own, but winning in those situations.
I bet you're making them cry. You know, I bet they lose and go run in a room and go cry somewhere because they're like, I can't believe that little kid just beat me, right? And so, but you know, I mean, it's impressive. And I think what's most impressive is the high level of confidence you carry yourself with. Although you're humble, you have to go in there with confidence. I mean, otherwise, you know, you'd be defeated, right? And so I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to ask you a tough question because what I want to know, and I'm sure our listeners are curious, is when did you know you were, like, special? Like, when did you know that, like, you were a special, special person to this sport?
I feel like there's not really a moment where you just figure out that you're special. I feel like even now, I know, like, there's that anything's possible, but I still don't see myself as, you know, this bigger person compared to anyone else. So I feel like there's not a moment that I've ever experienced where, you know, I felt that way. But as I look back, like, to just 7 years ago, when I started wrestling, I don't think I would have ever imagined that I'd be here or, like, done what I've been able to do. So, I mean, it's hard to say just because, you know, I tried – all I do is focus on, you know, doing my best each day, and just time flies and, you know, I improve, and it's just something that kind of just happens with my work ethic and
well, you're doing
habits.
It well.
Yeah.
You're doing it super, super well, and I think – a lot of people can learn a lot about you. And I know definitely, you know, you have a long athletic career ahead of you, but man, I mean, you're going to be able to reap the benefits of being a motivational speaker, of just going out and having these speaking engagements, because people need to hear your story. They definitely do, because it's inspiring. And I know, you know, I know people that have always known you were special, and those are your parents, you know, your parents, you know, they're such humble people as well. And I love to see them at every event just supporting you. They are such, they support you so much. It was a pleasure having them at opening day. We do an opening day every year where we kick off the school year, and all our employees, and I'm saying this explain this to the audience, is we had about 2,000 employees in there, and Audrey was one of our speakers. You know, you talked about your accomplishments. Your parents were there. You know, and I shared the story the first time I ever met your dad, and he told me how special you were going to be. Mm-hmm. He had seen it in you at a very, very young age, and this is before you even started high school. And that was the first time I had met your dad, and he said, my little girl is going to do some special things, and she's going to be an outstanding wrestler, and she's going to be a state champion. Well, I would bet that you have exceeded everybody's expectations, and so definitely a shout out to your parents,
sure.
Special,
yeah.
Special people and the rest of your family who support you through this journey. And so, you know, what's your message to young people out there? What's your message to young females out there that are chasing their dreams? Because everybody has dreams, but not everybody knows how to make them goals and how to work towards them, right? And so what is your message to them?
I would just say that you shouldn't be afraid to, like, push yourself and exceed, like you said, expectations, and not let yourself or anybody else hold you back. Just take it one day at a time and just try doing your best and being your best each day, and good things will come.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Glad for that advice to our young people. So those young ones listening out there, those fans of Audrey Jimenez and fans of wrestling, anything's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put your mind to it, you work hard. I know it sounds cliche, but that's what it takes. You know, it takes that concentration. It takes that consistent effort and putting the work in. You know, nothing's been handed to you, Audrey. You've earned every little accolade that has come your way. And again, you know, we're super, super proud of you. So Audrey, you know, we know you have a phenomenal, phenomenal work ethic, but share a little bit more. You know, what motivates you? What scares you? How do you prepare?
I feel like I've learned my, like we were saying, I've learned my work ethic from my parents, from my family. And they've always told me, that they wish that I would, you know, do bigger things than them, and, kind of look back and learn from them. You know, my sister as well. And I feel like I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So I feel like that's what kind of helps me, And even though it might be a bad thing sometimes, because I can see where, you know, I get hard on myself if maybe I feel like I could have done a little bit more that day or trained a little bit harder. But I feel like I try doing my best in everything I do. I try pushing myself, you know, to my limits, and, you know, that builds up, and each time, each day, I'm just able to improve. But yeah, like I was saying too, like it's scary sometimes because I look back and I'm like, you know what, you know, last week I trained a little bit harder. I was able to do a little bit more, but not every day I'll feel my best, and I won't have, you know, I won't have the same amount of energy to put into each day. So obviously that's going to change day to day, and I kind of just have to, you know, do my best with what I have.
Got a follow-up question, and I hope it's not inappropriate, but does failure ever enter your mind?
I try not giving it too much light, so not as often as I guess I don't notice it too often. But it is something that's always there because I do have such big goals. It's hard to obviously completely ignore those doubts. But yeah, sometimes I feel like it's just inevitable with having such big goals and expectations for myself.
That's right. But you know how to win, right? And so the other piece that, you know, another question I had for you is I want to give you the opportunity to give accolades to other people, to thank those that have just, you know, been your support, those that have helped you through this journey of success. And so, you know, who do you want to give a shout out to? Who do you want to give a thank you to?
Definitely my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, everybody else. I mean, I've been blessed with probably the best support group ever, and they've always, you know, helped me with anything and everything, as well as just the whole staff at Sunnyside, our district. I don't think I would be able to travel and train and do as much as I do without being able to balance school and have the flexibility of, you know, everybody, our principal, my teachers, and yeah, also just my teammates, my coaches and my mentors. Yeah, there's just way too many people to, you know, even name.
Does this guy to my left have anything to do with it over here?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just yeah. A little bit?
Just a little bit.
No. And you know, I mean, no one can be successful without support, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have that support, you know, team around you, whether it's your parents, whether it's coaches, you know, the school, the community, as you mentioned. And so big shout out to the Sunnyside community for always being behind you. Mm-hmm. Coach, you know, I also want to talk a little bit about, I'm going to do some name dropping here just because I love to just highlight, you know, where our kids are headed. You know, and correct me because you know this like the back of your hand, but, you know, I remember a long time ago just like names like the Gallick brothers who were like the first to go to Iowa State. Then you had the Larkins that went to ASU and some of the other wrestlers, you know, and earlier we talked about Roman Bravo Young, RBY, being one of the trailblazers, you know, and so that has continued year after year after year. You know, you have the Jesse Ibadas of the world, Sebastian Robles at Iowa. You have Anthony Echemendia, who wrestled in this year's national tournament, finishing, I believe, fifth.
Fifth All-American.
You know, All-American at Iowa State. Jaime Rivera's at West Point. You have Mike Yavalar at Air Force, and we have some young men returning next year as seniors. Carlos Stanton, who's headed to, I believe, Iowa State.
Yes.
And then you have Sergio Vega, who's headed to Cornell. And we have Christian Rivera, who's, I believe, going to go to Air Force. That's the last I heard.
Yep.
And so am I missing anyone else? I mean, I just want to give those guys a shout out because they're getting it done as well.
Yeah, I think you got it. But one thing I wanted to say was we just got back from Kansas City for the NCAAs, and Sunnyside has kind of a streak going. We've got six consecutive years with an NCAA All-American, and we're real proud of Anthony and his efforts and all the stuff that he's gone through. But that's a big deal, you know, not only putting them in college, but seeing them, you know, find success, because becoming an NCAA All-American is like really, really hard to do.
Oh, I bet.
Being an NCAA champion is really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are not easy.
Yeah, no, I bet. You know, it's one thing to get to the college, and it's another thing to break into those lineups, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just competition at its highest level. And so, you know, I'm glad to hear that the All-Americans are continuing. And I know you have a special announcement for us that you want to share with the community here. And again, this is about opportunities. This is about students, right? So go ahead, Coach. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, I figured this would be a good place to announce, a good opportunity to announce that a couple of gentlemen came forward, and they basically are funding a scholarship for an outgoing wrestler from Sunnyside High School. You have to be above a 3.2 student. You've got to, there's got to be some community involvement, but they're funding a wrestler. And the gift is $100,000, $10,000 a year. And I wanted to tell the story of how this kind of came about. The two gentlemen who don't want to be named because they don't even want the publicity, but they were going to watch the state championship finals. They were going to go watch Audrey Jimenez. And the one guy turns to the other guy in the car and says, "Hey, you know, we're going to go watch the state championships because there's a girl who is looking to become the first high school state champion in the men's division." And the other guy goes, "Well, I don't think that's possible. You know, I don't think a girl could beat, you know, especially at that level in the state finals, a guy." And he said, "Well, why don't we make it interesting? You know, if Audrey wins, you know, we'll go ahead with this pet project and you'll put in half and I'll put in half. And if Audrey loses, then we can go a different direction with another charity." And they showed up, and I mean, just the excitement level. I mean, I know that they'll never forget it, but obviously Audrey won, and so they've moved forward. And I mean, it's just like such a big deal because there are, without a doubt, so many great examples that aren't, you know, Audrey Jimenez in that wrestling room, kids that haven't attained the same success. You know, not everybody is destined to be, you know, four-time state champion or will earn a full ride scholarship. But, you know, this particular opportunity is going to be named after Audrey Jimenez. So it'll be the Audrey Jimenez.
That's awesome.
Scholarship. So she will be the namesake of it. But
and she's going to be the first
recipient.
She'll
be the first recipient.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
She'll be the first recipient. And I mean, just so exciting that there are people that Audrey has had that level of impact on people that they are, you know, they're coming forward and they're giving gifts and they understand the value of getting involved in our community, and they see our community as an opportunity to really help kids. And I think, you know, having worked here in the district for over a decade, I just see, you know, we have the toughest kids. We have kids that are willing to work. I think that's understated. Mm-hmm. We have some of the hardest working kids, you know. I don't think a lot of areas in Tucson can, you know, produce this level of hardworking kids. And that goes for any sport or just, you know, students on campus. So something that's understated is how hardworking our kids are. And obviously they get that from somewhere. And I think it's developed at home, you know.
Absolutely. I was just going to say
that. Parents that work hard and, you know, grandparents that have worked hard. And all these kids, all our kids need is just an opportunity.
That's right.
They don't need anything given to them. They just need a little bit of help, a little opportunity.
And it is open enrollment season, so those parents that are listening to this, our high schools are open enrollment. And I agree with you, though, Coach. I mean, I think it starts at home and teaching young people work ethic from day one, that, you know, whatever you want, you got to go work and go get it, right? And so, you know, going back to the donors, I want to thank these donors for their contributions, and it's going to a good cause. It's going to scholarships, and it's going to support those wrestlers that may need that extra money when they make their decisions to go to college. I don't know about betting against Audrey, because I would have never taken the bet against Audrey. So maybe that's good that they're not sharing their name, because that guy would probably be getting some hate mail right now, right, Audrey? But no, all kidding aside, I mean that's you're definitely an influencer, and for people to know that that's happening, to get the word out. I know right after the championship, you became that state champion, this thing went viral. It was nuts. I mean, we were getting, you know, a bunch of social media alerts. And I know our PR department put out a special video. And if you haven't seen it, it's out there on our social media. And it was just neat, you know, nationwide coverage. It just wasn't the state of Arizona, although you were the state champion here. It was nationwide and probably, you know, in other countries as well. And so, you know, just want to leave you with some last thoughts here. Any last comments, any last thoughts? I usually end with like a, where do you see yourself from 5 years from now? But we know you'll continue to be successful. If you want to take a shot at answering that, or if you just want to leave a last thoughts comment, I want to hear from Coach and I want to hear from Audrey.
Yeah, I mean, in 5 years, hopefully I'll still be wrestling. I plan on wrestling as long as my body's healthy and I'm healthy. But I also obviously want to graduate from Lehigh and looking into engineering. So I'm not sure which field exactly, but I think engineering is, you know, my qual. And
awesome. I thought you were going to say you were going to be like the UFC. Cause I'm like, if you need an agent, let me know. I mean, I'll probably be available at the time, but you know, if you need a UFC agent or anything like that, but you know, I think the news here is, Audrey, whatever you decide to do, you're going to be good at, and you're going to be a champion whatever you do, and you're a champion in life. So once again, we're super proud of you and thank you for all you've done for the Sunnyside community. And Coach, any last thoughts from you?
Well, I figure I'll cut a promo for Audrey right now. 5 years from now, think of the most incredible thing. Think of something that if you said it right now about Audrey, it would sound unbelievable, and that's what she's going to do. And I think that, I mean, you couldn't even answer that question because it's going to be that unbelievable. So cut that out. Run that back in 5 years.
We can
bet on that.
This will have to be like a time capsule interview. We're going to have to bring it back in 5 years and be interviewing Audrey here 5 years from now, right? So I want to thank you both for just being special guests, for sharing your experiences here. And, you know, for the listeners out there, please share this story. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal story. Hit those like buttons. And that wraps up our episode of Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez. En Somos Sunnyside.